5:30. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy skies are up for today. Currently, we are sitting at 46 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Two residents in Occidental were awakened Christmas Eve, not by Santa, but by a smoke alarm when a fire broke out under their home. The Occidental Fire Department arrived around 2:30 in the morning to find the flames and smoke coming from the home on Deer Meadow Lane. They were on site for about 3 hours, extinguishing the flames and putting out hot spots. The home suffered about $150,000 in damage, but should be able to be repaired. The fire appears to be an electrical accident. A large group of PG&E customers in Sebastopol lost power Christmas Eve when a tree fell on power lines on Healdsburg Avenue about 7:30 in the evening, and power did not return until Monday morning. Fortunately for the 3,500 who were plunged into the dark, Santa did not need electricity to make his rounds. Former three-term Congressman Frank Riggs has passed away at his home in Arizona. He was 73. He was first elected in 1990, unseating Doug Bosco, and in doing so became the last Republican elected to partisan office in Sonoma County. He lived in Arizona since 2001. A Russian naval ship in Crimea was damaged in an airstrike by Ukrainian forces. The ship was hit by plane-launched guided missiles. Two Ukrainian fighter jets were destroyed by anti-aircraft fire during that attack. Spirit Airlines has apologized to the family of a 6-year-old boy who was placed on the wrong flight and landed more than 160 miles from where his grandmother was waiting to pick him up. It was the boy's first time on a plane on Thursday and was headed from Philadelphia to Fort Myers, Florida. Well, his bags arrived in Fort Myers, but he did not. It turns out a Spirit employee who was in charge of the boy mistakenly loaded him onto a flight to Orlando. Well, the boy was fine and reunited with his grandmother after she made the drive to pick him up. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Taylor Swift's 1989 Taylor's Version has returned to the top spot on the Billboard 200. This now marks the 67th week that Swift has had an album in the number one position on the Billboard 200, which ties her with Elvis Presley as the solo artist with the most weeks spent on top of the chart. One more week on top of the chart and she will hold the record all to herself. And by the way, she has 3 albums in the top 10 right now. Our KZST News Time is now 5:32.
Attention Sonoma County residents. Tell your landlord the Sonoma County Energy Independence Program is assisting rental property owners with financing all kinds of improvements, and it's paid back through property taxes. Property values increase when improvements are made. So when they replace those old wall heaters with mini split heat pumps, put in new windows, and run the laundry room on solar, everyone wins. Tell your landlord. Do a simple online search for Sonoma County Energy Independence Program and learn all about it. Sonoma County Energy Independence Program.
The Charles M. Scholes Sonoma County Airport offers a convenient, hassle-free travel experience. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, your vacation starts sooner. Skip the Bay Area traffic. Fly STS. Book your next trip at flysts.com.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit. For more in sports.
For me to make some decisions like that, it pains me, you know, and it's not fair to these guys. So I have to realize that and understand that, and I have to get better for my team.
That is Brock Purdy following the 49ers' loss to the Baltimore Ravens 33-19 in a game that saw Brock throw 4 interceptions before leaving the game with a shoulder injury. The Raiders stunned the Chiefs with the victory on Christmas Day, and the Warriors lost to the Denver Nuggets 120-114. Your forecast, mostly cloudy for today with upper 50s. Showers are possible to our north, but not adding up to a whole lot. By the way, today is a spare the air day as well. Tonight, cloudy skies, and we will get rain moving in. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain. Looks like anywhere from 0.5 inch to around 1.5 inches for most. High should be in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Happy Kwanzaa. Today starts the week-long celebration of African culture. While Kwanzaa's roots go back to the first harvest celebrations, the actual holiday was started in 1966 by a professor at Cal State Long Beach. Sonoma County. You are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. There's a new witch in town. Boo!
Saturday night, I guess that Welcome to your Back to Work Tuesday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:41, 46 degrees in Santa Rosa. And yes, we're in that funny period between Christmas and New Year's. If you are working today, so sorry. If you have more time off, kudos to you. Obviously, we know where I stand. You're hearing me on the radio right now. Good morning.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I look around since it is cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. When you're
would, but first of all, let me say I must apologize for acting, stinking, treating you this way. Cause I've been acting like sour milk, fell on the floor at your fuck, she didn't shut the refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold. If I could escape and recreate a place in my own world, and I could be your favorite girl forever, perfectly together. If I could be sweet, I know I've been a real bad girl. I didn't mean for you to get hurt. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
KZST, Debbie Abrams here with you. It is 549, 46 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
Happy holidays. This is Jim Bone from Jim Bone Nissan of Santa Rosa. Why is the end of the year the best time to buy a car? I have zero reasons why. Through the end of the year, Jim Bone Nissan of Santa Rosa has unprecedented 0% APR financing on new Nissans. Take that 0% interest over the course of your new car loan, and you'll save thousands of dollars. But not only that, Jim Bone Nissan has insane year-end offers on every new Nissan. You'll save on every model. And we've also announced 4.9% APR financing on all certified pre-owned vehicles. Buy a new Nissan today, like the absolutely captivating Nissan Rogue, and you pay 0% APR financing. You don't want to miss this. The 0% year-end event is now at Jim Bone Nissan of Santa Rosa.
With approved credit, see dealer for details.
This week on My Sonoma Deals, get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Santa Rosa's newest live theater destination, Left Edge Theater at the California on 7th Street. You can find award-winning five-star entertainment year-round. Daring contemporary plays never seen in Sonoma County. More info online at leftedgetheater.com. Go to mysonomadeals.com to buy your gift certificates and learn more.
100.1 KZST. It is Tuesday, December 26th, and if you are counting, we have 6 days until New Year's Eve. Happy holidays, Sonoma County.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
The Milky Way. It's-
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is 557, 46 degrees in Santa Rosa. And I hope you had a nice Christmas day and weekend. I do have some good news and bad. First, the bad. You do have to go back to work today. The good news, with a New Year's holiday, it's a short work week. Woohoo!
Lullaby.